beauty of love in you.
A little bit of guilty there. That's Mel Torme for the birthday today with Artie Shaw and the Mel Tones. He couldn't make it up. That's called Guilty. Now, someone who has made something up, though, is in front of me. That's the composer, Brian Byrne, because that's what composers do, Brian Byrne. They make things up.
That's right. We get up in the morning, we make up our hair and our face, and then we go and make up the coffee, and then we write some music. And
before you go to meet your people.
That's it.
Listen, you're very welcome, my friend. It's good to have you back. Conductor, songwriter, arranger, pianist, Irish-born, but with an LA accent. I can hear it now.
No.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You have the LA accent. It's in there.
I have a bit of Navin in there still. Somewhere. Somewhere.
You're like Pierce Brosnan. You'll find it where necessary. It's funny. There's an Americanization going on. But it's inevitable, I suppose.
Well, I'm there 10 years.
Yes.
And my wife is American and my son was born in Los Angeles.
You have no option.
And everyone I deal with is American. So I guess it's going to kick in somewhere. But
absolutely.
I don't put it on or try, you know.
No, it's just there.
The trunk.
But I think if you've a musical ear at all, you pick up what you hear.
But I went to Scotland for 4 years and I didn't pick up a bit of that. I was in London for 18 months and I didn't pick up any of that. So
that's odd.
Maybe they're similar kind of dialects.
You know. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But look, the first thing to say is congratulations with all your great success with Albert Nobbs and everything else. And of course, we have laboured together a few times. Anyway.
Yes, so, and thank you very much for the support on that.
Don't be ridiculous. You're an incredible, talented man, for God's sake. And we love your work. The thing now is, though, the excitement of this new event, which is the Heartbeat of Home, a dream voyage, which opens at the Bord Gáis, literally days away, I suppose.
We're 2 weeks into previews, so that's pretty scary.
And you've written the music for this. It's John McColgan, Moya Doherty, and you've written the music.
I've written the music, and Joseph O'Connor has written lyrics for songs, and he's written the narrative for the show, and David Bulger is the choreographer. So we've a dream team, really. All Irish as well.
I was just going to say, all Irish. So tell me what we have here. What is Heartbeat of Home, firstly?
Well, it's a dance show, to start. It's not a musical in the sense of there's a book and there's you know, sung through dialogue. And it's a dance show that involves Irish dancers, African dancers. We have Latino dancers. We have salsa dancers. We have dancers from everywhere in the world.
Wow.
And they're the most incredible people you've ever seen. I mean, they're the best in their fields. They're like athletes. They're like Olympians of dance. And somehow John McColgan and Moy Doherty have coaxed them to Ireland. And we had a little run through yesterday, and it's just incredible to see the blend of cultures. It's like mixing Irish dance with, you know, with Cuban salsa. It's like walking into a club in Havana and seeing the Chieftains mixed with the salsa band.
Fantastic.
And then you have Ennio Morricone type music mixed with Sean Areda, maybe Ilan Pipe. So there's a huge blend, a walk around the world of music and dance in the show.
And when it came to the music, which is your baby, did you, had you carte blanche? Did you all sit down together and say, we want a bit of this and a bit of that, we want, you know, to a blancmange? Did we want to blend it all or what? How did you perceive the music from the early stage?
Strangely enough, I had some wine with John McColgan and Moy Doherty in New York.
He's not, like myself, not a stranger.
Right, but it was nice wine.
And, oh, it would be, yes.
What we found out very quickly was that our musical tastes were very similar.
Really?
And John had an outline, you know, a rough outline for the show. This was 3 years ago when we were starting.
Yes.
And he was saying we might have some, you know, Irish mixed with salsa, and then we might have a 3D screens where we have images from around the world, and maybe you can use the RT Concert Orchestra and you know, sound like Ennio Morricone meets John Williams. And
yeah,
everything he said was, I was just ticking boxes.
Because he conceived the idea, didn't he?
He conceived the idea he approached me 3 years ago. I was working on a movie in Ireland and asked me would I be interested in working on it. And as soon as he said Latin music and all these Latin music mixed with Irish, everything's a blend in this. It's pairings and you know, sometimes you've Irish and sometimes you've, you know, there's Benny Goodman in there. There's, you know, there's just a blend of. And
I love the idea
for a composer to get all those opportunities to write those different styles.
That's what I'm thinking. I love the idea of writing down all these thoughts, all this. Oh, we could do a bit of this. We could do a bit of that. And that's all very exciting.
Right. And then to have Joseph O'Connor, he's an incredible, prolific
writer. He sure is.
Writer, but to have him write lyrics is really wonderful.
Is he narrating? Is there?
No, he's not. He has written songs, and then he has written some, you know, there's little bits of narration, I guess, that Lucia Evans from Galway will sing as, you know, but it's very, easy, very,
yeah.
It's not like it's not like a book in a musical. It's you know, it's different. It's I guess similar to what Riverdance did. It, you know, it had dance telling the story, the you know, dance and music telling the story.
Yeah.
But it's moved on a little to, you know, Latin quarters and other spices from around the world.
And it's what they say, if you want to understand it, you've got to come and see it.
Exactly.
You mentioned Lucia Evans, and we have a track from it. This is called Lead Me Home.
Lead Me Home, lyrics by Joseph O'Connor. It's a song that happens at the end of Act One. We were looking for a singer to sing in the show that could also dance, that could also play instruments, and we stumbled across this incredible singer from Zimbabwe and Galway, Lucy Evans. She's just incredible.
Okay, well, let's have a listen.
Oh, won't you lead me home to you, to all the strength and peace you gave. Tomorrow's harbor opens out her arms, shines a watchtower on the way. And you're the flame of every hope that ever faced into the tide. North Star. Lonesome
that is something. Lucia Evans from Galway. And music from Heartbeat of Home, which is going to be opening at the Bord Gáis Theatre very shortly.